Oh yeah, we all been there. We all been there. Turn the radio on and go, man, that band's quiet. Like really quiet. We can't even get static. Yep. You go, oh no, what's going on? But yeah, and then you hit the mic and you see SWR fly through the roof and you're like, oh my gosh. Anyway, protections. That's why they have them in place to fend off those kind of situations. But yeah, no, it was kind of interesting. It got so dark so quick last night. I mean, it was kind of late in the day anyway, but then it just like someone threw a blanket over us, which was a blanket of clouds. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I love those thunderstorms. Take them while we can get them. But yeah, in the hobby here, it does kind of double-edged sword. They're fun kind of to have come through if they're not severe. But then again, yeah, you're unplugging. I always say I'm going to make a nice little like connection point to where I can unplug some antennas without having to really get involved behind the desk and all that jazz, and I've never made it any easier on myself. So I'm still doing, you know, twister, trying to get behind the desk and unplug things and then put them back together, and it is what it is, but anyway. So yeah, so you've been playing any HF? I've been playing with FTA a little bit, just kind of a lazy band. Or a lazy mode, I should say. But it's always interesting to see the propagation and where you're being heard with what kind of watts and in what band and what time of day. And just it's almost like a propagational experiment every time. It's kind of cool.